previously on Let's Talk Drama series. The community met to discuss the new subject, and the school finally gets the support they deserve. The pastor commits his support, and Miss Pinky shares her story of getting pregnant when she was young. Tendo and her dad make up, and he promises to support her.
That's why I think you'll make a good gynecologist.
You have started with your over-ambitious ideas, Lou. First off, what does that doctor do?
A physician who deals with what affects women and girls' reproductive systems. You'll make a good one.
We will see about that.
No, think about it. We have to go to the city to see one because there are very few, and most of them are men. You will help so many women and girls.
It does make sense. I will try read more about it.
Tell me what you think when you do.
What about you? I heard Sam fought at school. Did you try to check on him?
I don't know why he was fighting with that idiot Vusi, but I'm glad he's okay.
Wait, no one told me that he was fighting with Vusi. What happened?
It was something to do with that creepy Sadiki.
What happened with Sadiki now?
You know how he's always been flirting with young girls.
What's with that? It's not like the girls don't welcome it.
Tendo, it's not a good thing when an adult is interested in you, because it's illegal and called pedophilia. Or an intergenerational relationship.
It is? I thought it's nice when someone older has interest in you because they have done it all.
That's why it's a bad thing, because they can easily influence you to do things that will harm you or mess with your mind.
My bookworm, how do you know all this?
You know those things I watch on YouTube that you call boring?
Yes.
They're crime documentaries from different countries, and sometimes they cover such things.
That reminds me of what I've always thought you would be.
What is that?
The lawyer lady from that TV show. I've forgotten.
I do want to understand the law more. Why though?
You're always fighting for everyone's rights. And even though you know so much more than everyone else, you always try to tell them gently. That's why I love you.
Aw, my friend. Thank you. I love you too. And I will always be here for you. You know that, right?
Of course. You're stuck with me for life.
Forever and ever.
Mm-hmm. Forever, ever, ever. So you and Sam?
We haven't spoken about it yet, but I like him. And he's so sweet.
Aw, my friend is in love.
Stop! I'm not. But I like how he's... I like how he's a gentleman, you know? He respects women and doesn't just go along with what the other idiots at school like Vusi do.
Plus, he likes you a lot. He's tall and he comes from a very good family. All the things you like. Also, your mom likes him.
Yes, kind of.
Ooh, look at you blushing.
So what are we going to do about Vusi?
Please don't involve me with that idiot anymore.
Tendo, I know, but like it or not, he is the father of your baby. And he has to be involved at some point.
Well, he denied my baby and called me loose. I don't need him now that my parents are being supportive.
Your dad too? That's really nice, friend. I'm so happy for you.
After the community meeting, he shocked me by telling me that he will always be here for me.
You know, Miss Pinky has really changed our town for the better.
You can say that again. Anyway, the nurse said that we can check for paternity when we go for the first few scans. It's pricey though, so I don't know if Dad will go for it.
They can do that? That's going to have Vusi shaking in his cowardly pants.
I would really like to see that. Dad said that he doesn't want anything to do with Vusi, that it will turn ugly if he comes near me again. He says it's us and the baby only.
I understand what he means. I'm very angry at him too.
Forget him. He doesn't matter, Lulu.
Do you regret it?
Regret what? Keeping the baby?
Everything.
To be honest, I regret not listening to you or Miss Pinky. I wish I had not listened to Vusi. But then I remember I was not in my right mind because of the alcohol. But regret will not take back the hands of time.
I know, friend.
But you know what?
What?
I'm actually excited to finish school. To also see my baby and have a relationship with her or him. Like the way you and Auntie Rosie are so close.
Aw, my friend. You're going to be a very good mom.
I hope she's a girl.
Same.
Lou, there's someone here to see you.
Hi, ladies.
Auntie Rosie, I think I want some of your delicious cookies.
Oh, honey, I just made some fresh coconut cookies. Come tell me what you think.
Yum.
Lou, why are you avoiding me?
Hi, Lulu. How are you today?
Lou, why are you avoiding me?
Look, I am not avoiding you. I was angry at you because I felt like since you hang around Vusi, you're one and the same. Especially since the fact that you guys were giggling and laughing at his stupid sexist jokes.
But Lulu, how come you noticed all that and missed the part that I've called Vusi twice in class? Do you even notice that I have a bruise on my cheek?
I
got into a fight with him because he knows what he did is wrong, and he attacked me for calling him out on it.
Sam.
Lulu, do you know how hard it is not to be sexist as all the other boys in that school?
Sam, I know. Rach called and told me everything. I really thought you were like them until she told me what you did.
She did?
Yes. I was going to come see you this evening so that we can talk about it.
About?
Me? Everything? I'm so sorry for rushing to conclusions and misjudging you. I'm sorry, Sam.
Are we okay?
Yes, we are. I'm sorry for making you worry.
So will you, be my girlfriend?
Yes, but I have some rules.
Anything?
You see, the comprehensive sexuality education course has shown me how little I know about having safer sex. And after everything that happened with Tendo, I actually just want to focus on my education for now. Can we wait?
I'm okay with that. I also want to focus on school.
I'm glad about that. And when I'm ready, I'd like us to get tested for HIV and STIs. I'd also like us to use condoms. You cool with that too?
Yeah, that makes sense. In the meantime, we can still do other things, right?
Of course we can. Come here and I'll show you.
I invited all of you here because I thought it's important that we have a conversation.
What the gentleman is saying is that we are here to talk about our sons.
What have our sons done? Mine is very polite and busy with school.
Yes, it doesn't mean that the other boys around him are doing the same. It only takes a few bad apples.
We are not here to blame anyone's child for anything. We are here to find a way that we can teach the future generation of men to be better men than Sadiki or the others.
It's our duty as fathers, elders, and male role models in this community to steer the young ones in the right direction. So far, we have already at least one rape and several teenage pregnancies, things that are easily avoidable.
Isn't that what Miss Mabuza will be doing through the Comprehensive Sexuality Education Program?
Yes, but it's also our duty as men to talk to the youngsters, because we know better than anyone the precious teenage boys face.
I agree. We were once young like them, and regardless of the generation, young men always have the same thoughts.
We should teach them that when a girl says no, it means no. And that if other boys around him are having sex, it doesn't mean that they should do the same. If they choose to, it should be safe for sex. We should also counter some of the terrible myths about sexuality and pregnancy. Men are more open to listening to their peers.
What about the Sadiki situation? What are we supposed to do about that?
That's a very important question. First off, I'd like for you to reiterate that it's illegal to have sex with minors. It is, in fact, referred to as defilement or form of pedophilia. So if you notice something like that, tell that man off or report him to me and I'll investigate him.
Let's also not shun our daughters who become pregnant. In such moments, they need us. They need our guidance. They need our love. They need our prayers.
I agree. We should be there for them. I'm going to ask the Mothers Union to organize a session with the young girls to educate them about these matters. This will help us to support the school program and Zuma's team in changing our community.
Thank you, Pastor. Thank you all for coming. And I hope we can put into action what we discussed without delay.
Thank you for coming. If anyone has questions, please approach Zuma, Pastor, or myself. You can also speak to Miss Mabuza from the school.
That being said, thank you to all of you who have reached out to me about my daughter. I am supporting her decision to keep the baby, and I will also help her finish school.
Oh, Miss Mabuza, why are you seated here all alone, not joining the rest of the team for the end of term drinks?
I wanted a moment to take it all in.
All? What all?
The work that we've been able to achieve in this school together.
Yes, all thanks to you, our school warrior.
I'm not a warrior, Mr. Amani. In fact, this all happened because you supported my work and listened to me.
That is my job as a headmaster, Ms. Mabuza. It is to support all of you and your work as long as it benefits the young minds that have been sent to us to educate.
And you do a good job at it.
I am honored. The way you were able to get evidence against Sadiki is my biggest highlight. It's just so sad that it had been going on for so long. But at least now, we know better and will not let it happen again.
Yes, we do. Sadiki needs to be locked up for a long time. I am also glad that we were able to talk to the pastor and that we gained the support of the church and the community. We are going to need a lot of it going forward.
Speaking of the church, Pastor said that I should tell you that at the next Mothers Union meeting, they would like for you to be their speaker.
Really?
Yes.
That's so wonderful to hear. First, Tendo's mom calls me to tell me that they are supporting their daughter in keeping the baby. And now this? Oh, I am so happy.
I am happy for you too. We are going to bring good change to this community with this comprehensive sexuality education program, Ms. Mabuza.
Yes, we will. We definitely will.
Let's talk early and unintended pregnancy, EUP. Here are some questions to discuss with your family and friends. Why do you think it is important for older men to speak to young men about sex and pregnancy? Until when do you think teenagers should wait to have sex? How open are you discussing sex and pregnancy with your partner? Why or why not would you like to see sexual comprehensive education in your school?
Join these and other interesting discussions on Facebook. Visit www.facebook.com/Let's Talk EUP. This drama series was brought to you by the United Nations Population Fund, UNESCO, Save the Children, and SAFAIDS. Find out more about the Let's Talk Early and Unintended Pregnancy program at www.letstalkeup.com.